Fran Nilish is a Mexican author and artist. He's in New York as we talk about Indian princesses and bunnies eating precious Zapatista corn, which all somehow relates to his space bank project that he founded as an alternative form of investment bank. Also his Brooklyn Stock Exchange, the Sabotage Hedge Fund, as well as a digital currency that he created show that another kind of banking is possible and can empower social relationships among virtual and physical communities.
In 2005, a couple of people that I know through the internet and in person, by some kind of a strange coincidence, they decided that they want to move to an island and start like a civilization. They didn't know each other, so it was kind of like different reasons, right? One of them wanted to inhabit a new land and populate it and create like a civilization from the beginning, like a very utopian civilization. And he wanted to look for this island somewhere on the Caribbean. So he asked me if I could assemble a team of people to travel there. And I was able to find some kid or teenager or young person who was able to pilot a boat. He was part of the marine merchant of Mexico. And so I was kind of assembling a team. And on the other side, there was this other person, a Mexican married to an Indian princess from India. And he said, you know, it'd be a great, he was, I think, running for president in a kind of conceptual way. He's an artist. And he said, you know, it'd be great if we could buy an island to declare the independence or a revolution. And I thought, I have to assemble these two different teams and into one. And so the conceptual artist wanted or knew of places where to buy islands on the net. And he found one that costed $20,000. And he told me, if we're only able to get 20 people that can give $1,000, then we can buy this island and declare the revolution next day. To me, that sounded like a very bad idea, no? Because how can you declare revolution in a country that is not yours? And how will you want to lose $20,000 just for the sake of art? It sounded to me too much like the general economy of Bataille, right? So I started working with them, mediating and trying to broker something, because I think that of things like this, even though it sounds like too crazy or too opposite, the two initiatives, they can lead to something. And so I thought, okay, we're not definitely not going to move to an island, but if we're able to open a coffee shop, that to me it's like an island, right? And so I started doing this, and of course both parties got into serious disagreements. And I was able to start a server, because of the momentum or inertia that I was able to generate. And this net island or server was born in a very singular moment, a moment where the Zapatista army was calling the citizens of Mexico to join them in a campaign, in another campaign, as they called it. And so I started this server very influenced by what they were doing, very motivated by what they were doing. And of course, there are many differences between cyberspace and physical space, but some ideas can translate from the physical space to the cyberspace. And I guess probably I kind of did it okay, because eventually the Zapatista army moved their website to the server that I was running. But one of the ideas that was different in this server from other autonomous servers, because the server that I was running was autonomous too, is that it was cooperative, and that it had a bank behind it. It had a kind of, I called it a central bank back then, but it wasn't really a central bank. Now I can say that, because now I'm doing a central bank. So this bank was basically in charge of seeing the credits and debits that are entering into the possible world's server system. This created an economy that very soon was generating like $500 a month that could be used to generate content, open content. And because of all the activity that was going on around Possible Worlds, which was the political body, and Space Bank, the economical body. And of course, there was a lot of people creating work and a lot of people consuming this work. And okay, in 2008, I started offering bonds, selling bonds for infrastructure. So for instance, if we wanted to buy like a server to start a radio stream, then it was much cheaper to sell bonds to the audience or investors and offer some kind of return with the payment of the debt than to buy the server with a credit card. So I found that, I think I launched the first bond in Santiago, Chile, and like an hour later, it had been sold completely, which meant that probably $3,500 had been raised or something like really big. And so I could see that another kind of banking could happen. And so by the end of the year 2008, I was invited to present some of these projects that were being done to a Zapatista festival in Mexico City and Chiapas, and to be on the panel with Subcomandante Marcos to talk about another communication, another media, and another culture. This in Chiapas. And I think on December 1st, 2008, I decided to open a cooperative media conglomerate. And so I did, and started financializing all of the different projects, like the server and a fiction department and a radio station, in order to be able to sell shares. So during 2009, more investment tools were released on Space Bank, and I worked a lot to gain more credibility around customers and so on, so that by 2010, I was able to launch a stock exchange to trade financial tools of different research groups or virtual enterprises. And as well, I was able to start offering like virtual jobs that pay really bad but generate a lot of work. Space Bank in that way became kind of like a centralized economy where everyone is putting a lot of labor that is going to help the community at large or the virtual community at large around Possible Worlds, but not exactly to empower individuals. So all the money is always being reinvested in a way that we could call it artificial insolvency, because there's really never any money because everything is being invested, although a lot of money has been generated.